The Taoiseach Micheál Martin told a meeting of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party last night that the COVID-19 virus trends in Dublin are extremely serious. There are strong indications that a decision to tighten restrictions in the capital could be made by the government tomorrow. The National Public Health Emergency Team is expected to make recommendations when it meets today. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
With NPHET expected to make recommendations today, the next step in the process would see the advice considered by the new COVID-19 oversight group this afternoon. This group is chaired by the Secretary General to the government. It will consider the wider societal and economic impact of the recommendations. Then on Friday, the Special Cabinet COVID-19 Subcommittee is scheduled to meet. This committee is chaired by the Taoiseach and also includes the Taoiseach, the Health Minister, Transport Minister, the Finance Minister and the Minister for Public Expenditure. Arising from its discussions tomorrow, it's likely that the Cabinet will then make a final decision later tomorrow evening. Micheál Martin told his party last night that moving up the level of restrictions would be a major event and the government's focus will remain on keeping schools open.
Speaking ahead of today's NPHET meeting, the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, said the situation has deteriorated both in Dublin and nationally over the past week. Public health officials have warned that cases, hospitalizations and deaths will increase exponentially in the coming weeks if people do not take measures to help stop the spread of the virus. On this programme, a spokesperson for the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Harris, said there was genuine concern about the capacity of health systems to cope with a rapid rise in case numbers.
Well, certainly that is the very big risk, and that's why we ask everybody to understand that stopping this transmission is in their hands, because if you get too many people ill who need that high dependency intensive care level care, then your hospitals become very quickly overwhelmed, and it means they also can't do all the other things you need them to do. And as the winter comes, hospitals always get busier with lots of things, so you do not want to overwhelm your hospitals.
The government is to bring in new legislation to increase the maximum jail sentence for conspiracy to murder to life in prison. Gardaí, victims of crime and members of the judiciary have in the past highlighted the perceived leniency of the sentence. At present, a maximum of 10 years for such a serious crime. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
19 members of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group have been jailed at the Special Criminal Court in the last 2 years, 9 of them for conspiracy to murder. All have been jailed for less than 10 years, the maximum sentence for the offence, which has remained so since 1861. The presiding judge of the court has highlighted what he has called this anomaly in the law. When sentencing them, Mr Justice Tony Hunt said he was of a mind to impose more severe penalties on the foiled assassins, but his hands were tied by the law. Today, the Minister for Justice announced the government will draft new legislation to increase the maximum sentence for conspiracy to murder to life in prison. Helen McEntee also says the government has approved a new bill which will create 3 new terrorist offences: travelling for the purpose of terrorism, organising or facilitating such travel, and receiving training for terrorism.
The Department of Education has confirmed that 12,292 students have sought rechecks of their leaving certificate calculated grades. A spokesperson said the application process to appeal is now closed. The Calculated Grades Executive Office will now process them as quickly as possible. The UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab will have further meetings in Washington today as he continues efforts to reassure the US about plans to amend the Brexit withdrawal agreement. Last night, the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden warned that the Good Friday Agreement cannot be allowed to become a casualty of Brexit. Our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
In a tweet last night, the Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said that any US-UK trade deal must be contingent upon respect for the peace process and that the Good Friday Agreement cannot be allowed to become a casualty of Brexit. It came after the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, met with the UK Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab on Capitol Hill. They told him that there will be no US-UK trade deal until they receive assurances that there is no threat to the Good Friday Agreement. Earlier, Dominic Raab claimed it was the EU that was threatening the Good Friday Agreement by politicising the issue. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News, Washington.
The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has urged the government to continue to support the incomes of both households and businesses in next month's budget. It says that fiscal adjustment or balancing the books should not happen before a recovery is well entrenched. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
In its pre-budget statement, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, which acts as a watchdog on budgetary policy, describes the economy as being between a crisis and a recovery. For this reason, it says it's no time to switch off the huge supports being given through various schemes for business, wage subsidies and pandemic payments. In fact, IFAC thinks the government needs to go further. It proposes a flexible stimulus fund to respond to the ups and downs of COVID and a no-deal Brexit. Yesterday, the Minister for Finance indicated that a recovery fund would be announced in the budget, but gave no indication of its size.
Now the time is 7 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Ulster Bank. Thinking of switching your mortgage? The Ulster Bank mortgage team are available to talk. Hail, rain or shine.
Mist, fog and low cloud will gradually clear this morning to leave a mainly dry day with a mix of cloud and sunny spells. There's just the slight chance of an isolated shower in the west this afternoon. Highest temperatures 17 to 23 degrees.